Obviously, we're not going to get into the specifics of the agreement, but this is an agreement between the head of the government of Qatar and the president of the United States, a very high-level agreement about working to mitigate the notion that these five guys will be able to return to the battlefield.
Some of the detainees that have left to go to their, to be expatriated to third countries or to go to their home countries have been put under some kind of house arrest or
we're not going to get into the specifics.
Are they able to roam free throughout
Qatar?
We're
not going to get into the specifics of what the agreement with Qatar looks like in any way. The government of Qatar has been very clear, again, to the highest levels of this government, that there are going to be severe restrictions in place on them. I'm not going to outline what those are.
I'm just curious, and if you can't answer this, maybe you can take the question.
Uh-huh.
Why wouldn't the State Department or the Obama administration be public about the terms of the agreement with the Qataris?
This obviously involved very sensitive diplomatic negotiations here involving the government of Qatar, who was the one negotiating with the Taliban, and getting to a place in a very short time window, as I've said, as General Dempsey said, the last best opportunity to save his life. Where we could get an agreement here. So there are reasons not to put out all of that, I think for probably very good reasons. But, you know, as more details are able to be shared, we will.
But surely if everything was on the up and up, the Qataris wouldn't care if the details, at least some of the details.
That's not a fair assumption to make. We don't talk about the details of many detainees we send back to third countries for a variety of reasons.
But these aren't as high-profile cases as this one was.
Again, we feel assured by the agreement we've put in place.